Trump highlights crime in San Francisco, Los Angeles in Tucker Carlson interview. During an interview with Tucker Carlson broadcast on X, the social media platform formerly known as Twitter, August 23, former President Donald Trump criticized criminal justice reform policies that he said are allowing crime to proliferate in California cities. "When I look at San Francisco, what's happened to that incredible city? That was one of the greatest cities in the world just a short while ago, and now it's very sad when you look at it," Mr. Trump said during the 46-minute interview. Asked if he had a preference for an opponent in the 2024 presidential election if he wins the Republican nomination, Mr. Trump first chose President Joe Biden but questioned his ability to make it through another election. "I don't know that he makes it to the starting gate," Mr. Trump said. "I think they have some kind of a primary and other people are involved." When questioned if California Governor Gavin Newsom was a likely opponent, the former president told Mr. Carlson that he is prepared for such a showdown. "California has a bad record, so should it be Gavin? It could be him. You know, I always got along well with him, believe it or not," Mr. Trump said. "He's got a big load on his shoulders because you look at California and what's happened. The Golden State is currently experiencing drug addiction, homelessness, and criminal activity in many areas, as videos often posted on social media from the last few months show acts of violence on the street, in homes, and in businesses. Employees at the Nancy Pelosi Federal Building in San Francisco were recently advised to work from home due to high crime and open drug use in the area, and many businesses, including Whole Foods and Nordstrom, have shut down operations, leaving once highly desirable Union Square and downtown filled with for lease signs. Luxury retailers are experiencing unprecedented theft from flash mobs of thieves, smash-and-grab robberies impacting communities, and carjackings and home invasions on the rise, according to police statistics. Such can be attributed to a lack of enforcement and a tolerance for increased criminal activity, according to Mr. Trump. "Los Angeles, every city, practically all the Democrat-run cities," he said. "The Republican cities are doing very nicely because they arrest people when you have crimes." With crime impacting communities, the former president suggested his policies would attract more voters who are seeking to remedy the situation. "You look at so many of the things that are going on," Mr. Trump said. "In the old days, if you had a bad record, it meant a lot." The sit-down talk included questions surrounding the 2020 election, indictments, and future political goals, with the interview posted to X opposite the Fox News Republican presidential debate. Mr. Carlson was previously employed by the network before Fox abruptly fired him in April. Mr. Trump skipped the debate for a number of reasons that he outlined during the interview, including an ongoing disagreement with the cable station over its coverage of him. "The polls have come out, and I'm leading by 50 and 60 points, and some of are at 1-0 and 2," Mr. Trump said. "And I'm saying, do I sit there for an hour or 2 hours and be harassed by people that shouldn't even be running for president? I thought it would be more appropriate not to do the debate."